Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Thumbs up. Okay, sorry. I couldn't hear anything for a minute there. So welcome to the People's Patriot Project show tonight. We got your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime and coming at you with Mark Peterson and I am Andrea Eichmann. Tonight, January 30th, 2022, we will have with us guests from Storm Riders. You may have seen them on TikTok. We have got Quinn, Tina, and James with us, and maybe John joining us. And we will also have music from The Real Doug Lane as we get through our show tonight. Before we get started, however, we would like to have you take off your hats, stand if you can, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight, we want to take the time to remember Officer Jason Rivera, age 22, and Wilbert Mora, age 27, who were fatally shot in Harlem, New York, on January 21st. There are over 900,000 law enforcement officers in the United States, and this is already the 27th law enforcement officer we've lost in 2022. There are over 240 million calls specific to law enforcement in the United States in 2021. This is 267 calls per law enforcement officer and does not reflect the other first responder calls that our law enforcement officers are running into at the same time. Officer Rivera and Mora, your duty has come to an end. Our good and faithful servants, it is our turn to pick up the shield and defend this country. We are with you. We are with the families of those who are in loss. And we thank you for your support to those people that are serving our country. We are family. Patriot pride. That's a lot little of bit different. Wasn't it amazing? I think that was the first thing that brought my attention to this tribute to these officers was there was this photo that covered the blocks as far as your eyes could see of law enforcement officers feeling. And literally, there was a point where you couldn't even see where it went because the road bends down. But I'm like, that's awesome that there's officers there. We're the people. And we love our brothers and sisters that are out there protecting us and letting us lay our heads down on the pillows of freedom every night. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. You guys are bringing the crew. We've got a lot of people scouting out to the old Storm Riders here tonight.
Feeling it up, huh?
It is. They're all shouting out. We got... I won't even try to say William's last name.
struggles, William. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I'm sure you're a great person and all, but I'm not going to give that one a shot. There's a
couple. We like to call him Mag.
Mag, okay, fair
enough. Call it Bill.
I might be missing some, but they're all here. Okay. Doug Lane's trying to get in right now as well. And we're good. We're golden. Hey, thanks for showing up, guys. This is the Storm Riders.
That's right.
You see them on TikTok. We got one of our faithful ones out there wearing the crest, Misty Turner.
Hey, Misty.
It's awesome to have you always. Tony Turner's in the house. Another one wearing the crest. Tony Turner. And we like to feature his music on here quite a bit too. So love the family. Love them here. Andrea, what do we got going on?
I'm coming, Doug. Here we go. Wait, you're backstage? He says he's backstage. Or give him the right
link. You got him in the wrong link. You do your news and I'll get him in here.
Okay, I just sent him this. Go ahead. All right. So here we go. Today is not quite February, but we're coming up on February, which is Black History Month. I tied this to some of our military responders. So in 1940, we had Benjamin O. Davis, who became the first Black Brigadier General in the U.S. Army. He served in the Army for more than 50 years before retiring. 1941, the Tuskegee Airmen. By the way, if you haven't seen the movie, I checked. It's supposed to be pretty close to real life. They were the first Black aviators in the U.S. Army Air Corps, later became the U.S. Air Force. They flew more than 15,000 sorties over the course of 2 years during World War II and received 150 Distinguished Flying Crosses. And in 1942, the U.S. military branch has rapidly changed in favor of Black service members. Some of the changes included the U.S. Navy accepted Black service members in all ratings and branches, and the Marine Corps followed suit, and the Women's Army Corps started accepting Black women as well. So that's big things coming up in February. The Chinese New Year starts, and we'll just recognize that this will be they have a 15-day festival from February 1st through the 15th, and I think it's the Year of the Tiger this year. February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Don't forget Groundhog Day. Watch the movie if you've never seen it. And then we have February 3rd, and I researched this one last year and liked it, so I brought it back, but it's the Four Chaplains Day. And this is a public observance each year on February 3rd. It's celebrated across the country to honor four military chaplains who sacrificed their lives to save the lives of their fellow servicemen during World War II. Their names, so we say them and remember them, are Methodist minister, the Reverend George L. Fox, Reformed Church in America minister, the Reverend Clark V. Poling, Reform Rabbi Alexander D. Good with his PhD, and Roman Catholic priest Father John P. Washington. These four men actually met while attending chaplain school at Harvard in preparation for each of their appointments as chaplains. So you should check the rest of the story because they gave their lives. And then February 4th is their awesome. I mean, it's a good story. It's long. February 4th is the USO birthday. I included that. I love their organization, but I do steal some of their dates and memories and information as well. I mean, borrow. I don't steal. February 4th, that's their official birthday. They have 12,000 volunteers out there. So congratulations and thank you to all of them. They work worldwide, including military bases, airports, and major metro areas. So thank you for sharing everything that they share and the things that they do and support. So that'll get us through the week.
And here are your Storm Riders.
Yeah! I saw the light in the sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
They're here. It's good to have you guys here. I'm going to give a shout out. I already said his name, but Tony Turner from deep down south, was one of the guys that reached out to me. Said, "Hey, Peterson, you gotta check these guys out." And these guys keep chattering it up in here, man. They're putting the hashtag Storm Riders out there. We've got Quinn, James, and Tina, and there's another one that might be popping in. That is, I don't have my notes in front of me. Help me out.
Oh, John.
And so I don't know how you guys want to do it. Normally we just have one guest or two and they bounce off each other. Take the run. What is Storm Riders all about? What are you doing? And where are we going?
All right. So I'll start and then I'm going to let this one up here, James, take off. And then I'll let Tina talk a little bit. Their inputs. So Storm Riders, I started it October 27th of last year. I was in the kitchen. I was just kind of thinking in my head, I really want to start a house on TikTok. And that's how it started, just like a house, a family. And then as it went along, I was, because my family, my grandpa, my dad, veterans, so I hold that very dear. And it kind of just mangled into this beautiful family that we all support our vets and we believe they deserve so much more than they're getting. So we're kind of new still. We're learning as we go, but we've helped two vets so far. Our first one was in December. We did a cleanup party. We purchased him a washer. We got his gas turned back on. And then the other one, we just got finished. We bought him groceries, had him delivered to him. So our plan is to adopt a vet each month and figure out what he or she may need and raise the money for that. Long term, I would like to have an actual building to do holiday dinners for like homeless veterans that don't have any family. We can bring them off the streets, give them a warm meal. bad weather, bring them in off the streets. I would like to do haircuts. Even longer term, maybe get the resources to where we can get them jobs, or if they need IDs or whatever they may need, get them on the road to be able to get those and get back up and running. So it's in the works. It's in my mind, but it's a process, as we all know. So
all those little tiny pieces.
Don't have it yet. I'm sorry, I couldn't give that to y'all.
It's still in the
works.
All those little tiny pieces that we all take for granted for, we call those lighten the load. That one haircut or that one cup of coffee or that one sandwich might be the thing that takes their distraction away from something else that they can focus on. And I just so appreciate that. We got another little clip here real quick that shows kind of what they do. I did see the clip of the one where you guys got the guy's laundry machine off going and got rent caught up and gave him a little cat. And I couldn't find that clip and I really wanted to find it, but we're good. We're good. You got a lot of clips out there, which is exciting. And here's another one. We'll just roll it.
Gumende.
So, Storm Riders has adopted him.
We need to help this gentleman out. He started from 2000 to 2004. His car is down and out. We can have a thermostat and some O-rings and stuff like that and some groceries. So I'm going to put his picture up. I will be putting more information, et cetera, as we go along. But let's do something good again, guys. Something
good again, guys.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I keep featuring Quinn in the videos. I when we were doing this and setting it up, I didn't know all the players. And we're so glad we got James and Tina here as well. And we do, just because he came in a little later because of our glitch, we have the real Doug Lane in-house. Good to have you here, Doug. I would like to put a public apology to Mr. Lane, because I misspelled your name in one of the promotions today. I did try to go back and change it, but I apologize for that. He does know how to spell his name right, and I've learned to spell it right as well. So, but great brother to have around. We got a connection issue with your mic, brother.
Oh, let's try that again. I said they taught me that in the Army how to spell my name correctly.
Only your last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you needed in the Army. The rest of it was just specialist.
Well, no, I misspelled your first name, and it wasn't I just fat fingers and I didn't slow down. And
you can tell I noticed. I mean, I was really overwhelmingly concerned.
Well,
with that.
Andrea said you would be the first one to let me know when you found it, and I'm like, yeah, I know. I found it first, though. So it's all good. Thank you for being here, brother.
I'm here.
I think it was James' turn next to tell us about Storm Riders and his passion and vision.
I got a little bit of a consensus right here, right? It says the total number of veterans is roughly 19.3 million. A total of 5,560,085 veterans out of an eligible 19,349,382 veterans, or 28.7% of veterans alive today in the United States currently have a service connected VA disability rating of 0% or higher. According to veteran statistics, a total of 13,789,286 veterans out of an eligible 19,349,382 veterans, or 71.3% of veterans, do not have any type of service-connected VA rating, meaning they either haven't applied for VA disability benefits or were denied in the past and gave up. So everybody that served in the military or was a part of service, you know what I'm saying, when they're out of the service, doesn't absolutely have the opportunities that everybody has, you know what I'm saying? So like groups and individuals, you know, like us want to step up and be a part of helping people, you know, like she said, buying the washer for them or the gas that was put on in the house that the gentleman didn't have, or small, you know what I'm saying? Some of the small things that people don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like you were talking about, but like, it starts off small and then in the process it'll grow, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Right now as a whole, we're donating ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We're putting our own money into it. You know what I'm saying? Piece by piece, not big sums or anything. You know what I'm saying? We're not giants or anything, but we're starting, you know what I'm saying? We started like October the 22nd of last year. So it's a process. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like a ricochet effect. You know, if you do good, other people see you do good. And it inspires someone else to want to step up and be like, okay, let's do this. One person helps another person do good. Then it just, that's all it takes to make it like a ricochet effect to do better.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love it. Well, we don't normally do this, but we have a super fan, and the super fan wants to come in and say hi to you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
We have Mr. Tony Turner in the house.
We screened him, right? Hey. So he's going to be.
What's up?
Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing good. How about yourself?
I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you guys connected.
I know. This is awesome. I'm up here on cloud 9 somewhere, like, hey, how y'all doing down there?
Hi.
Tony Turner is one of the musicians we brought on. It's been well over a year now, and he's got a couple songs out there we love, and we've met him at a couple of events, and we love his family. We love him, and he's wearing the crest. So I'm going to put, just so everyone knows, if you want the chance to wear the crest for WP3, I'm going to throw that link up here in a minute. But I just wanted to, well, and he's also stole our brand and went and made some product on his own. I don't know. We love this guy, man. We love this guy. So. Storm Riders, don't go anywhere. But I want to hear from Doug Lander here real quick, because I told you guys this was going to fly. And we're already like halfway through the 1 hour already. And I told you it'd be like that and it'd be over with. And
I know.
So we're going to continue to say some lives, and we're going to hear some music right now. And tell us what's going on, Mr. The Real Doug Lane.
Well, I'm just going to play and then we'll talk later. Can you guys hear the guitar okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I just released this as a single a couple weeks ago, originally written by a wonderful songwriter named Matt Maher. It don't have a job. Don't pay your bills. It won't buy you a home in Beverly Hills. It won't fix your life in 5 easy steps. It ain't the law of the land or the government, but it's all you need, and love will hold us together, make us a shelter where the storm, and I will be my brother's keeper, so the whole world will know that we're not alone. It's waiting for you, knocking at your door, in the moment of truth when your heart hits the floor and you're on your knees, and love will hold us together, make us a shelter to weather the storm, and I will be my brother's keeper, so the whole world will know that we're not alone. This is the first day of the rest of your life. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Cause even in the dark, you can still see the light. It's gonna be alright, gonna be alright. This is the first day of the rest of your life. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Even in the dark, you can still see the light. It's gonna be all right, gonna be all right. Love will hold us together, make us a shelter to weather the storm. And I will be my brother's keeper, so the whole world will know that we're not alone.
I'm sorry, I was singing along the whole time. Good thing the mics were off. Love it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. So that's called Hold Us Together. That was called Hold Us Together. And pretty excited about that. Mark, you want another one right now or you want to wait?
No, let's keep talking and see what's going on. We'll develop up another one. I'm excited for the last one. I know the song list, and so I know what's going on here. But
well, I already really... changed the order. You don't know what's
going on. Oh, you did? Oh, I don't?
Maybe. Maybe you don't. It's all a mystery.
Well, that one's on our radio yet, isn't it? Already? Yeah, we have that one on.
Yeah, and the next one I'm going to play is... A new song for the album that we're recording right now. And yeah. So I don't even know if you guys have heard this one yet. So
I guess we'll see. Tina, your turn. You're it. Tag. Tell us about your involvement with Storm Riders.
Well, I'm kind of just here for the group. You know, I talk to people when they need to talk. I do bookkeeping. I help Quinn with whatever she needs help with. I'm kind of just like, I just go wherever I'm needed, basically.
She's my support system.
I love it. Everyone
when
needs
Quinn
that.
Feels
Everyone
like throwing her head through a wall, she goes to Tina. Yeah.
So, pretty much. James, where are you at?
I'm actually in Georgia, right?
you're in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn, you're in Texas. And Tina's in Michigan.
Where everyone.
So I guess she's not running and get you a latte when you need a break.
No. I'm working on that.
Okay. All right.
I could just order her one if I needed to.
Yeah. You know what? We are in that world now, aren't we? You just punch it in and get it going. How many of your group do the TikToks?
We all, so how it started out, we have probably 9, maybe close to 1,000 people, part of Storm Riders, that uses the hashtag. So like our hashtag itself is, I think we're about to hit 4 million views. But our team is roughly 15 people. But everyone does video. So, like, right. Once we find the vets, I'll make the main video, and like the Storm Rider people, they'll duet it, they'll share it, they'll get it out there. And that's how we attract our audience, the help, etc.
And then we also have like a group that's set aside that's just us, like 10 or 15 people, where we talk about, the vet, what they need, how we can help them, different things we could do, just etc.
And you actually had a vet come into your live, like, what was it, the other day? And actually
before yesterday. Yesterday. He very nice gentleman. He actually opened our eyes a lot to it. As he said, you know, they don't want to be made out be heroes. Their main concern is they want how did he put it? They want what's owed to them, like as far as VA or the government realizing they come back with PTSD and this is caused from them being in the war. And most of the time the government says it's not from that.
We want them to give a shit is really what it is.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Where do we hear that from, Doug?
I don't know. I can't.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I got some on PTSD right quick if y'all want to hear
it. Run, brother.
All right, PTSD. It says many veterans have either witnessed trauma events or directly experienced them during their service, making them increasingly susceptible to unwanted and troublesome symptoms associated with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, commonly referred to as PTSD, is a type of anxiety disorder that develops after exposure to a traumatic event. It says Operations Iraqi Freedom, OIF, and Enduring Freedom, OEF, about 11 out of 20 of every veterans, or between 11 out of 20% who served in OIF or OEF, have PTSD in a given year. Gulf War, Desert Storm, about 12 out of every 100 Gulf War veterans, or 12%, have PTSD in a given year.
My dad was in Desert Storm, and when he came back, he had backflashes of children. And I don't want to get into it, but it messed him up so bad. Like, he would set up his army men in the closet. He would spend hours in there setting them up in his formations or whatever. And he would freak out on you if you went in there, mess it up, knocked one over, whatever. He's no longer with me. He overdosed. So it messed him up extremely bad.
Sure.
So it's another reason why I hold this very, very dear to my heart.
Doug, go ahead and share your thoughts. You put it on the
private and chat. Our group, our group and the members in our group are willing to, like, not only be a part of, like, helping and servicing vets, but to actually listen to vets, you know what I'm saying? What they have to say, you know, Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of them got a story to tell, you know what I'm saying, for you to listen to. And, you know what I'm saying, others just want you to listen to what they got to say, you know what I'm saying, what they've been through, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that in itself will help them enough. You understand what I'm saying? Like, just being able to be there for them to listen, you know what I'm saying, us to listen to them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, will help them with their PTSD, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of
people ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? That's also a part of being in our group, you know what I'm saying? Like Tina down here, you know what I'm saying? She's a pretty good speaker. And, like, you can pretty much come to her about anything. And she's going to talk and, you know what I'm saying, help you through whatever problem you're going through, you know what I'm saying? And there's others in our group that does the same exact thing. So, like, you know what I'm saying, reaching out in not only one way but many ways, you know what I'm saying, to help veterans.
James, it is so absolutely 100% clear about your passion in this, and I appreciate that. I thank you for the drive, the aggression, and just the want to get the word out. And that was a piece that me and Andrea had a conversation this last week with another one of our podcasts with Travis Partington of Oscar Mike Radio. We do need people that are keep pushing the envelope when it comes to recognition, relevance, and making sure people understand the mission that's out there. But it's also time to get off your asses and do something.
Amen.
We have one of our phrases is to remember is not enough. We spend too much time remembering. We remember. Now it's time to pay back. And we'll never be able to pay back all that has been lost. We'll never. We can't touch it.
No.
So I love your passion. I love your guys' mission. Keep up with it. We're not done yet. It looks like Doug's ready, and I know you might have a song ready to roll right now.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it, so we may as well play it. I know this wasn't the next Boom. One. I told you we're just going to do this crap. But I got to say, I just want to comment, man, before we do. Two things. First of all, yeah, be ready to listen. But I want to add a caveat to that. When you're listening, be prepared to listen long. Because when you listen often, eventually, you hopefully build up that trust. And if someone trusts you, be prepared for them to unload. And don't talk. Just let them. Don't interrupt. Don't. Just let them go. That's the first thing. Number two, if you want to understand PTSD, because it's good to like care about it. It's good to be concerned. It's good to think about it and want to help, right? But I think that help needs to start with understanding, right? And you have to understand what's actually going on in the brain. And I don't mean in the sense like the flashbacks, but why is it happening? The physiological stuff that's going on. There's a fantastic book that I think everyone needs to read. Anyone who is in any way connected with PTSD, the book is called The Body Keeps the Score. The Body Keeps the Score. And in my own dealing with mental illness and with my own PTSD and with my wife's PTSD and whatnot, this was the single most helpful tool for us, because just understanding what happened and what was happening inside of our brains, not in the psychological sense, but in the sense of the brain actually being rewired and having physical effects from the trauma, was a huge help and a huge breakthrough in my own treatment. So anyone who's dealing with PTSD, whether you're vets or not, you're trying to help vets, I highly recommend, man, go read that book. It is the single greatest tool I've found. So with that said, we're talking about PTSD and wanting people to give a shit. And not just thank you for your service. Well, I released this last Veterans Day. This is called 22 Brothers. The toy soldier in the balcony at the president's address. It's a standing O and a shiny metal pinned upon his chest. The politicians smile and wave their hands and wipe their tears. Leave them on the playroom floor to be found again next year. 22 brothers took their lives today between the praise and parades and the accolades. They told us thank you for your service on the day we shipped. When we come home broken, they don't give a shit. Let the 21 guns and the nuclear play. 22 brothers took their lives today. Tanks and planes and ships and soldiers lined up on parade. Yeah, the media loves to put its hometown heroes on display. And the pageantry of guns and bombs really looks good on TV. But the fighting doesn't stop, it just moves where you can't see. 22 brothers took their lives today between the praise and parades and the accolades. They told us thank you for your service on the day we shipped. When we come home broken, they don't give a shit. Let the 21 guns and the bugler play. 22 brothers took their lives today. Thank you for your service on the day we ship. When we come home broken, they don't give a shit. Let the 21 guns and the bugler play. 22 brothers took their lives today.
Shock and awe.
Thank you for sharing that, John.
That was really good. Thank you.
That was great.
This is one of those moments, and we've brought in almost over 90 musicians onto our show over the last 2 years. Many in the works, still working on some, and the real Doug Lane, our brother, is a real close and personal friend, and we bumped into each other several times over this last year, and just this is a proud papa moment. And I don't get to own Doug. I don't own Doug. We don't own Doug. You will find him on WEP3 Radio. We put his Spotify address up there. How this guy feeds his family and takes care of himself is playing music. Get out, do his downloads. He's also going to pitch one of his new albums coming up here soon. But this is, I will stack musicians like Doug and many others. Doug and many others came up this last October. I would stack them up against any other musician in this country. And that's my belief. And you can sit. Go to Google, go to Spotify, download Doug's music. But when you get the chance and you're driving in the car, because everyone's got Bluetooth now, look up in Google. It's really simple. WEP3 Radio, Blast FM. You don't have to do the Blast FM, WEP3 Radio. It comes every person. I think we've got it cleaned out now. Every person on that radio station is a veteran or first responder. And if you hear one that's not, let us know. We do have a couple on there we call Patriot players. it was great right before we were doing pre-show, and 22 Brothers was on the radio station about a half hour before the show started. So check it out. It doesn't cost you a thing to do it. And we love showcasing our musicians. Thanks for being here, Doug, and thanks for your amazing message.
Can I throw something in there really quick?
Absolutely.
Man, if the folks who are listening like the songs I've played and want to check out more of them, of course, check them out wherever you can download them. But we need your help to keep the music coming, man. And the primary way we're doing that is through Patreon, and I threw the link in the comments. You can see it there.
It's up now.
But you know, if you can support for even the price of an expensive cup of coffee a month, At $3 a month, you know, that's huge. My goal right now is to get us up to $500 a month. That will help us, me and my band produce at least one music video every other month. We're hoping for 5 to 6 a year. Still got to deal with recording costs and whatnot. But man, an army of people doing $3 a month, that'll help us get a long, long way. Amen. Support your independent artists, whoever they are, all the guys that come on here, man. I tell you what, we don't have the backing from the labels when it's time to go record. That's come out of our pockets. And so if you like the music you hear from anyone who comes here on We Got Your Six at Six, any of the Weepy 3 artists, man, be sure you go in and find a way to support them financially. And even just a couple dollars a month makes a huge, huge, huge difference.
You're such a blessing, brother. Thank you for being here.
I hope everybody caught that unselfish plug by Doug, because that's the way we roll. That is us working together with others, because that's how we get ahead.
And I got to give a shout out. I know he's saying it here, but man, Brian Gibson has been just an amazing supporter of me and my music. And quite frankly, I would not have been able to get 22 Brothers out on time without Brian's help. So I got to give him a shout out and give him some credit there.
Yeah, Brian Gibson of Project Die Hard out of Kentucky, Fob Rush in Southern Illinois. Great brother, great mission, great drive, and we're excited to have him in the network of people. Lots of shout-outs tonight. I saw Adam Jones was on here. Tammy Schroeder here. She's just a beautiful angel that always hangs with us. And then all these.
I saw Ledford a little while ago.
Yeah, Michael Ledford down in Puerto Rico. Oh, my gosh. Roll out PTSD. That's his organization. And then all these crazy storm riders keep jumping in here and hashtagging our stuff to death. Gosh, dang it, man. No, that's good news. That's good, man. That's good stuff. Again, Doug's Patreon's online now. And remember, the People's Patriot Project has always been an opportunity. We're an opportunity to serve. If you have never had the chance to serve for whatever reasons, check us out. We are boots on the ground. We do go and make sure we do recalibration retreats. There are some people on screen here that we may or may not have taken on some vacations to let their hair down. No stress to them whatsoever. Get them taken care of and recalibrate. And we do that with as many as we can with what we have. And again, Doug's asking his pitch. People ask us all the time, why do you bring other organizations on? How do you fund your organization?
It BJ happens. Leggett.
BJ! Woo! I love BJ.
Another one of the WP3, and I hate titling that, but I'm going to. Another musician from Texas was up here in October with Doug. I was putting together the promo video or the promo piece today, and there's a picture Doug took as a selfie, and it's his big head at that point because he's really close. But the whole crew lined up, and we're featuring Doug Lane tonight. But and I wanted to make sure that was the feature. But we had BJ Leggett, we had Dom Kurz, we had Jen Ford, Jen Ford's guitarist, and what an amazing night! Actually, 2 days it was. 3 days, you could argue. Doug may not have had the greatest time of his life. He might have caught one of the Minnesota cold when he was up there. Well, what an amazing time. Gosh, BJ.
He really is my second favorite BJ.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy. We just went to PG. That's all right. That's all right.
PG 18 for 20.
Quinn, and I'm speaking to all of you, but you're the one that's kind of spearheading connecting when we come down to Texas in April. You won't believe how amazing the network is when we connect, because it's like we've been brothers and sisters forever. And when we say it's family, it legitimately is family. We break bread together. We hug together. We've gotten in fights together. It is absolutely, I can't tell you. It's a new version of me, what has happened because of this. And
together.
Yeah. And Brian's one big family reunion. Yeah, these are our crew, man, and we're excited about it. We're excited to have Storm Riders have the conversation after post show and just see where can we help to enhance what you're doing and vice versa. And I mean, if we're working together, we just get more done. Many hands create light work. And I think we have, and I'm looking at 3/8 of whatever, and I can't even count how many people are on here right now, but we see so much growth and we've seen so many people helped just because people have got their asses off the couch and went and cooked a meal or went and gave a sandwich or went and did a Christmas family experience, and it's not hoard. And we're not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars yet. We're not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're spending tens of thousands of dollars, but it's worth every dime. It's worth every dime because guess what? Everyone we reach, you, Foxtrot, matter. I did it, Andrea. I did drop the Foxtrot
you're
in
good.
There.
You're good. Yeah, that's awesome. I
appreciate that. See, and you got 11 minutes. I told you, James, it was going to be boom. In and out, done. Bam. And
another thing we would like to start doing is raising money to adopt veteran families for Christmas that have small children. So that is our plan for this upcoming Christmas. If anybody is interested in helping us with that, that would be amazing because there's so many kids all over the world that don't have both of their parents at the holidays.
So someone make sure you have that note down, because that's definitely something that we'll talk about in post show tonight. And how I feel that your network might be an exciting network to work in. And I think this is going to be good.
Like a veteran toy drive or something.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be really cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I do. Before we go, I want to read like our motto. Is that okay?
Please do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So first and foremost, we are family. We ride for each other. We care for each other. If need be, we die for each other. We are free. We are a return to the way this country was founded. We believe in family, our communities, and our country. We believe the way to remain free is to build up families, communities first through love, dedication, hard work, moral value, and support. Then branch out from there. We are Storm Riders.
Ooh, I love it.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Get her done, girl.
Get her done.
Get her done.
I know I sound like a redneck hillbilly on this. I can already hear.
Yeah, you know what?
I love it.
I had someone the other day tell me, you sound like Ruth from Ozark. So thank you.
Oh, boy. Ozarks.
Sure. I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Uh-oh. I love it. Well, so normally our musicians.
Cool.
Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, no, I was just saying that's not a bad thing. That's pretty cool.
The little spitfire running in. Why do you laughing right now? All right, Ruth.
That's why she's my best friend.
I love it.
So, as you know, we're a group on TikTok, right? So we have the opportunity to also put videos out, you know, supporting our rights, like the Second Amendment. And I don't support mandates at all. So,
we're big on our freedoms and stuff on TikTok. I actually keep getting banned, but
well, on TikTok, they ban.
Oh, yeah. I have three accounts now. One has almost 33,000 followers. The other one has almost 22,000, and then I just started another one because the 32,000 I got banned on my live because my flags were triggering people.
Oh my gosh!
I had all the trolls coming in, all of them.
No, you guys, we tried to do like a gathering to show your red, white, and blue support one day on your vehicle, motorcycle, clothing, whatever, and be at a march or a drive or whatever. And I went to get a permit from the city, and they were gung-ho, and the police were supporting us, and the offices were supporting us. The insurance, however, we couldn't get because it was deemed a controversial get-together. Like, to fly a freaking flag? Red, white, and blue. Stars and stripes forever, and we couldn't get insurance, and so we ended up telling them it was under however many people, and we were fine. But yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. There's zero F's given. I'm gonna fly my flag. I don't know what your problem is.
Amen.
Yeah, I heard he was trying to do that everyone could only have like 3 American flags in your yard or something. I heard that. I was like, huh? No, that's gonna make me want like 300 in there. Right. It'll be real cluttered, but it'll be all right.
Yeah, and if y'all put Quinn's screen names down in the chat so that you guys can follow us, and then that way, you know, when we find a vet, we find things that everybody can help with. You know, y'all are already there to see it.
That'd be good.
Yeah, for sure.
What'd I miss?
Where'd you go? You just poofed out of here. It's okay. We might have had a little talk about flags. You're okay. You're okay. Right. You can read the fifth.
All right. Read the fifth. I know Doug wants to play another song. Actually, he wants to play 2 more songs.
Well, the first one's really short.
All right. Let it roll, brother.
All right. So this is a song I don't think you guys have heard yet. This is off of the new album, which will come out when it is finished. And this is called Pocket Full of Pills. I've got a pocket full of pills for my brain. The doctor says it'll help to ease the pain. Somewhere between numb and just insane. Got a pocket full of pills for my brain. There's a thousand tiny voices in my head. Some recall every stupid word I've said. And other voices want to see me dead. There's a thousand tiny voices in my head. When the morning sun is spilling on the hill, and its rays are piercing through my inner chill. Before the vestiges of feeling clouds my will, I kill them with a pocket full of pills. Don't give up on me. 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 Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm going to finish off with a song from my last album. And this is dedicated to all my freedom friends over there. This is called Piss on Your Shoes. Hard time staying civil in this country. When left hates right and red hates the blue. If you can't be friends with someone who thinks different, then maybe the problem is with you. And I won't piss on your shoes if you won't piss on mine. Keep it in your own lane and we'll get along just fine. You don't have to share my opinions to be a friend of mine. I won't piss on your shoes, buddy, if you won't piss on mine. I swore an oath in service to this country to fight and die to keep the people free. I'd still give my life defending what you're saying, even though it sounds like stupid shit to me. And I won't piss on your shoes if you won't piss on mine. Keep it in your own lane and we'll get along just fine. You don't have to share my opinions to be a friend of mine. I won't piss on your shoes, buddy, if you won't piss on mine. Everybody now, wherever you are, sing that with me. Say, I won't piss on your shoes if you won't piss on mine. Keep it in your own lane and we'll get along just fine. Opinions are like assholes. Yours stinks just like mine. I won't piss on your shoes, buddy, if you won't piss on mine.
Mwah. I do believe the first time you sang that for us, it was key on my boots. And
Nope.
Never. Oh, that was great. I like that one.
That one's definitely on Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you get your stuff.
Yeah, like
I love it. We're blessed because of you, the real Doug Lane. Thank you for your mission. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for your music.
Thank you guys so much.
We're there. Boom. Right on the booger. Anything in closing? What do you, Quinn? You got anything? Your team got anything you want to share? Get out there real quick.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Too easy.
Appreciate thank you for your service, Doug. I'm going to get that out of there.
Thank you.
Definitely.
My honor.
Nice to meet you, Tony. I love the beard.
Awesome beard.
I don't want to cause a fight between you and your crew, but... who's your number one fan that's been chatting in here? We got James Eddington. We got Jeremy Cincy. I'm sure I'm going to leave a bunch out. These guys have been
Jeremy.
They're all are just our bestest of friends, honestly.
Yes. All very good people.
Amazing people.
I love it. I love it. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep doing it. And, let's figure out a way to find out where we're working together so we're reaching more and helping more. So with that, Patriot Pride, we'll see you on the flip.
See you guys.
Yay!